At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air everywhere. And welcome into another podcast, a sparkling new podcast, the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller and Danny G Radio in the podcast dojo every single day, no days off.
I'm on drugs right now, man.
And Danny, I want to start by saying thanks to Angelo, who was on yesterday's podcast, Angelo Cataldi, who I love talking to these radio guys. I might be the only one, Danny, that enjoys this. I don't know if anyone else likes this stuff.
I am such a radio loser.
But Angelo's been doing this for 30-something years in Philadelphia. And some of those stories he told, if you didn't hear the Friday podcast, he told a story about going to the NFL draft with a bunch of listeners in a party bus. And they picked up a homeless guy because they were a listener short. So they just picked up a guy off the streets of Philadelphia and took him to the NFL draft. And he's banned for life from the NFL draft, which is...
Oh, my gosh.
Outstanding on many levels, Danny, but I just love the stories, and he's retiring from radio, and I thought this would be the perfect time to get Angelo on because the NFL is wrapping up next weekend with the Eagles in the Super Bowl, and he's had the Eagles coach on his show. The Eagles coach called him out by name during these playoffs, Danny. Nick Sirianni, the Eagles coach, was so upset with Angelo's criticism, he named him, which I thought was amusing. So it was some good stories there.
Yeah, outstanding. Really good. Make sure you download that from yesterday.
Yeah, and today on the Saturday podcast, this is the calm before the storm, as we have big travel plans for Danny G. I know he'll be in Arizona all week for the Super Bowl. And I might make a cameo appearance, Danny. I do not know yet as of right now. I do not know whether or not there will be a cameo appearance by me, but I do have family in Phoenix, so I might cruise over. Maybe I'll fly in for the day. I have no idea, so we'll find
out. Yeah, I'm hearing rumblings that the Fifth Hour might be broadcasting live from Radio Row.
What?
Now, that would be awesome. We've never done a live podcast, so that'd be really cool. We'll see how many people listen live, and then they can go back and listen to it later. It'd be awesome. All right, anyway, on this Saturday podcast, we've got the line cook, bring your breast, the frugal baker, and some other things that may or may not pop up. We've got pop goes the culture, scientifical, back scratcher. So there's a lot of content We'll dive right into it, and I'll begin with this. We had a big family get-together at the Maller Mansion last weekend, and I was deputized. I was deputized as the man in charge of the cooking. So my father-in-law, my stepmother-in-law, my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, her kids, everyone's hanging out. We're having a grand old time at the Maller Mansion. But I spent pretty much the entire day driving around picking up groceries because I'm now in my spare time, Danny, I'm a line cook. And so we were making cheesesteak sandwiches, the Maller cheesesteak sandwich, for no apparent reason. But I there's only a few things I know how to make on the griddle. So I got all the proper meat, the cheese, the everything, bread, and just like Tony Bruno taught me, an authentic South Philadelphia guy, Tony Bruno. So I got all these different items, the bell pepper, the onions, everything. So I'm preparing the meal, and pretty much the entire time my in-laws were over, I was making cheesesteak. I don't make it fast enough though, Nanny. This is a criticism that my wife has, that she, I can make them like two at a time, but she wants me to make them all at the same time. But I have high standards. So I feel like if I make them all at the same time, most of them will be pretty good, but one or two of them is going to be like crap. And I don't want to do that. You know, so I make them two at a time, which is not ideal. But I pulled it off and was pretty exhausted by the end of that. You know, there were less than a dozen, but I'm usually just cooking for a couple people. So, you know, you add on more and the trying to get everything perfect. You know, you don't want to poison your family. You try not to poison your family and all that stuff. So, so it was a full day of activity. And then, after that, we turned into Benny the Baker and all that. And we'll get into that in a minute, but, the bring your breast, is that X-rated? What is that all about?
Do you mean bring your best or bring your breast?
I don't know. Either one. I have no idea.
Well, it's funny because a couple weeks ago, Covino actually said on the air,
And you're in a relationship or whatever, you want to be happy in that relationship, and you want your partner to be happy too. So I'm just saying, try to bring your breasts. Your breasts.
Whoa!
I mean, yours are looking great in that that shot, Camito.
Thank you. Oh my God.
You really brought them.
I got moves. That's terrible. Bring your breasts and your best to the situation at all costs.
I think he meant bring your best. In this case, though, this story, it is breast. Or breasts.
Oh, really?
With the S at the end.
Okay.
Yes. Last Saturday, decided to go ahead and take the Tinderoni out for a date. So I said, let's go to Barnes & Noble's, walk around. We could hit up the coffee shop, get dessert there. And she's like, yeah, that's a good idea. So we parked at the shopping center nearby, which had the movie theater there and the Barnes & Noble's right next door. So we walk into the movie theater just to kind of double check their screen they have inside, the touch screen, where you can look at showtimes. So we're waiting our turn, and in front of us are two girls, and one of them turns around and talks to my wifey and is asking her about, you know, how many previews there normally are at this nice theater. This is the fancy theater in our town.
This is the high-end theater right here.
The high-end, yeah. They actually, you press a button at your chair, and they come serve you with a waiter, okay? Wow. And they bring you popcorn in a big dog bowl.
Arf, arf, arf. Oh, okay. Well, I like the dog bowl thing.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
It's like dinner and a show type deal. Is that kind of thing?
I know you've been to a theater that has nice seats. They have really fancy seats.
Yeah.
So, and their ticket prices reflect this because they're probably, I don't know, $5-6 more than the theater down the street, but it's worth it. So we're like, let's go in there, we'll hit the touch screen, see if anything is worthwhile. And the girl's in front of us, you know, she's talking, she's mid conversation with my wifey, and my wifey tells her about the button at the seats and the popcorn in the dog bowl, and we're both looking at this girl like
giggity, 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 giggity.
As she leaves, we realize, Ben, that this is a big time actress from the popular HBO show The White Lotus.
Oh, really?
She played the character Portia, and she was as nice as could be.
Hold on. Let me look her up here. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Let me see.
Yeah, Portia, The White Lotus.
All right. I'm looking it up right now. I'm Googling it as we speak here. Let me see if I let's see. I see the TV series here from 2021, 2023.
Season 2 of White Lotus.
Season 2. All right. Do you know what her character's
Yeah, her character's name is Portia.
Oh, Portia. You said that. Hello. Let's see here.
I think P-O-R-T-I-A, if I'm correct.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Haley Lou Richardson. Is that the right name there? Oh, look at that. How about that? It's a small world after all. You don't get that in Sheboygan. You don't get that in Sheboygan.
She was really nice and really pretty in person. And she's set some fashion trends. Because of her character on that show and the way she dressed, a lot of kids, a lot of teens are dressing to mimic her character, to copy, because she wears these big, thick colored sunglasses. And ever since that season of The White Lotus, there's been teenagers walking around our country wearing her style.
Oh, okay. It says she's from Phoenix. You want fun facts? I got fun facts, Danny. She's from Phoenix. She moved to LA at the age of 16. How about that? So she's been doing this for a while now. And oh, look at that. All right. So she was cool. She was nice.
She was really cool. And, you know, we saw the movie that she was late to and we're like, yeah, it was like a chick flick. So we keep looking. Nothing good at the time we were looking for. So we said, we'll see a movie some other time. So we continued walking to the Barnes & Nobles. Now, if that was the only interaction we had that night, Ben, it would have been cool because we met Portia from The White Lotus.
All right. Yeah, sure. Yeah. All right.
But unfortunately, there was interaction with one other lady that night.
Was it a panhandler?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But you could tell me because now we're walking around. We're looking at the books. You could smell the aroma of coffee coming from the coffee shop inside the bookstore. And my girl tells me, hey, we could go into the kids section and look for some books for our baby boy.
Yeah, sure.
And I told her, yeah, it's a good idea. There's obviously a lot of classic books that you can start adding to your collection while you're expecting a kid.
You little weasel!
And that's a fun section of the bookstore anyways, as you know.
Yeah.
So we go into the kids section and we're having fun. We're walking down memory lane. She's like, oh my God, remember this one? And I'm down on the other end and I'm showing her a classic book from our childhood. And it's awesome. We're having a good time in there. But there's this lady sitting at the little table inside the kids book section.
Yeah.
She has her laptop open. She has a coffee cup. She has a pen holder down. She has set up shop. I mean, it looks like you've seen this inside Starbucks where people take over an entire table and they make it their workstation.
Yeah, they move in. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah.
This lady moved into the children's book section there at the bookstore. So it was odd looking. I didn't know if she was an employee doing inventory, but it quickly became clear that she was not an employee because, and I'm going to call this up on my phone, Ben, because I made my girl write down exactly what she said, and she texted it to me.
What did she say?
As the two of us are walking past her, points to my wifey, and we're not that far from her. She points to her and says, "Ooh, I like your breasts." And we both stop in our tracks.
Yeah.
She pauses, looks at us, makes eye contact with my wife, and then says, "So sexy."
Now, did you say, "Hey, well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. My breasts are wonderful."
No, because then she finishes it by saying, "Good for sucking."
Wow.
Oh.
How about that, man? That's she's got no shame in her game, huh?
This lady was about 50 years old.
boy. All right. Did she notice that there's a bun in the oven there? Did she notice that at all? Possibly? No.
No. The outfit that my girl had on, you couldn't see a lot of the belly, but you could see a lot of the breasts. Right. But it was like a sweater. They were covered, but you know, you could see she had boobs.
Sure.
But this 50-year-old lady, I mean, we came to the conclusion that she must have been like special.
Yes.
Was she drinking? Did she smell like alcohol?
No, but the fact that she was set up inside the kids section like that at the table, we thought, oh, there must be something going on with this lady. She just, you know, must have
no filter. She made like on the spectrum or something like that. Like she's
That's what we decided. I mean, we didn't know what to do. We didn't feel threatened, so we weren't going to go complain to anybody. Like this generation would, they'd go cancel her.
Well, yeah, you should have called TMZ. You're never going to believe this, Harvey. You wait till you hear what happened, man. We were at this bookstore and this woman, my God, what are you doing?
All week long, though, whenever I would like see her in the kitchen, I just would look at her and I'd say, good for sucking.
It made for a good story. So there is that. It made for a good story.
Yep. And it was good for sucking.
There you go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Now my wife recently got me a very yummy treat. We were out and about running errands, and she presents to me in this really nice box a sugar cookie. I think I might have mentioned this in passing on this podcast, but a thick frosting. I'm a big frosting guy, Danny, on the cookies.
Okay.
Or cupcakes and cake or whatever. I'm all about the frosting. So this is like a sugar cookie, you know, whatever, and it's got thick frosting. That's my favorite. The frosting's wonderful, but she wouldn't tell me how much it costs, right? She wouldn't tell me how much it costs. And it was from, I don't know if you've been to this place, this Crumble Bakery. It's a place out of Utah. There's like a chain of them. They're around.
Yeah. Actually, there's one not far from my house, and we went there for the first time back in December.
Yeah, so they're pretty good, right? They're pretty good. It's a kind of a, you know, more of a high end, you know, not too expensive, but for my taste. And these things are like potato chips, right? I mean, they're big, but you're like, you want to have more and all that stuff, and you can't really just eat one. You got to have part of another, and they became addictive. And so, but I'm kind of a tightwad, and so I found out how much they cost, these cookies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit balls. What are we doing here? You know, I mean, I like it, but I don't like it that much. And at least like $4 or $5 or whatever. I think maybe even more now. And so I kind of like, they're tasty, but I don't know if they're tasty anymore. So I decided, Danny, that I was going to save the family some money. So I did some digging. I did a quick thumbnail search. And I was strolling around the dark web, and I found a copycat recipe for this particular cookie, because this was the one I really liked. That was a night to remember from the cookie. So I found a copycat recipe, and I went to work. I went to work, and I became the frugal baker. Now, I had a couple of assistants in the kitchen. I had my niece and nephew who were hanging out. Now, they're little, you know, kids, like, you know, 5 years old and 3 years old.
Perfect for slave labor.
Oh, yeah, they're great. But I did notice that they do not like my style of baking, Danny. The kids do not enjoy. I'm very methodical. I'm very surgical. And I like follow the recipe exactly, right? I'm a douchebag when it comes to cooking. I admit it. But I'm like, this is a big deal. These cookies are really expensive. I can make like 16 cookies for the price of half of one cookie pretty much with all the ingredients. So I was like, I'm going to go for it. And my niece, God love her, she decided that the recipe that I was doing needed extra sugar. And so she just wanted to keep adding sugar.
Don't!
Yeah, and like, so I wasn't like looking, and sometimes she just like grabbed the sugar, so I had to move the sugar away and all that. And then they kind of got bored because I think they just wanted to eat. They didn't really want to like do the actual like methodical part of it. But anyway, it had a happy ending, made the cookies, made the frosting, put all the thing together, and it absolute nailed it, Danny. I nailed it. It was great. The frugal baker pays off. So no longer $4 or $5 cookies. Now, I did realize, though, I'm going to have to do some recon to find out what other cookies I like. So occasionally I'm going to have to go in to the bakery and to the Crumble Bakery and figure out what other cookies I like. But this one's great. And so I'm very proud, Danny. Saved a lot of money, ton of money there. And these things are great. And the key on that almond extract. That's the key, Danny. Almond extract. That is the key.
For your recon, you're in luck because they are having a 2 for $18 special for the rest of the month.
Yeah, limited time only. Yes. Yeah. For the more cost conscious consumer of cookies. So we have Pop Goes the Culture, and that means we need to play the opening tune from our guy, Ohio Al. All right. Thank you for that, as always, Ohio Al. So these are some of the stories that we did not talk about. At least maybe you did, Danny. I don't know. On our show, the overnight show, we didn't talk about it. I don't know if you guys, Covino and Rich, your guys talked about this. I'm very excited about this story because I've often kind of gone back and forth, sparred with my wife about her obsession. When we're going out to eat, if we're in a place we're not familiar with, she loves going online and looking up reviews of restaurants. And my position has always been, that's a lot of bullshit. Like, if I owned a restaurant, I would put some really nice reviews on there and I'd get my friends and family to do it. So I don't know if I really buy the reviews. I'm very skeptical about that. But she says, no, this gives you a good idea, kind of tell you what's good, what's not. You know, she's really into it, my wife. So I bring this story up in Pop Goes the Culture. The number one restaurant on TripAdvisor in Montreal, kind of a big city. They had a Major League Baseball team there for a long time. It's a big Canadian city in the French-speaking part of Canada. So the number one restaurant in that city, in Montreal, and I'm not going to even try to say the name because it's a French name, and God knows I don't know French. But the restaurant's the number one spot on the travel app city rankings. But unfortunately, it doesn't actually exist. it's number one on this TripAdvisor, and it does not exist. And so, of course,
how is that possible?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because the website, this story on the CBC, they went into it. They kind of went into detail. And so how is it possible? There are even reviews where they said very high ceilings. There's photos of it and all this stuff. Well, they eventually took the page down. The CBC in Canada investigated this. And they got a response from TripAdvisor. They said they responded by saying stunts like this that create a fake restaurant listing are, they said, uncommon and do not share the characteristics of genuine, you know, fraud. They said, so I guess somebody, like, this is a gag, they made it up. And this place had 85 reviews, all of them giving 5 stars. And it was the number one restaurant in Montreal in Quebec.
So it's like the 5-star podcast reviews we get.
Exactly. Why can't we? How do we set this up, Danny? We need to get, are those bots, you think?
I don't know.
Oh, man. That's hilarious, man. What are
these guys have a high ceiling.
Number one out of 3,678 restaurants in Montreal, and it doesn't even exist. Imagine you own some French bistro and you're like, wait a minute, I mean, we actually serve food here. Man, all right, here's the deal of a lifetime on pop culture, Danny. You're in prison, you're locked up, you want to get out early, Danny? How about this? If you give us an organ, we'll let you out a little early. How about that? A few months early. Does that work for you?
He said, what now?
Yeah. If you give up part of your insides, we'll let you leave a little earlier.
Yeah. What part?
This is out of where else but the Commonwealth. In Massachusetts, there is a bill that would cut prison time for organ donations. Now, critics of this are saying it's unethical and depraved and all that stuff, as you might imagine. But this new legislation that's just been proposed, it's HD.3822. It's in the State House of Massachusetts. And it says incarcerated individuals could save 2 months to 1 year off their prison sentence in exchange for bone marrow and organ donations.
Yeah. The girl was waiting for me on the outside, Ben. I would show up with roses, and she'd be like, what are you doing out? You had a year left. And I'd be like, oh, baby, I gave up a kidney to come see you.
Yeah, you better make this a magical night, because I only have one kidney, so you better take care of me here. Wow, that's not, I've heard urban legends. I don't know if it's an urban legend or not, that in China, I heard years ago that this kind of thing, well, they don't even ask you. They don't give you a deal. Like certain poor people in China, they're just like, they just take their organs. There's like a whole black market.
Racist.
For organs, which is sad and depressing and all that. Now, could you do this for other things? Like if you get a lot of traffic tickets, could you give up? What could you give up? Your hair? Could you shave your head and donate that to a charity? Like what's... How much time off of jail can you get for different things? Is there like a menu, you think, Danny, on this, in this bill, where depending on what organ you get a full year, but if you only give like, what would be only a couple of months?
I know some people that would like to, back in the day, would have liked to trade to get out of a DUI.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's like, hey, help me out.
Those are expensive.
Aren't those $10,000-$20,000, something like that?
Oh, yeah.
$20,000, man. It's wild. And you got the Uber thing. And these days, back in the old days, you didn't have that. You had to get a taxi, which was a thing. Now, you know, I guess we're getting older, Danny. I'm not up on all the internet challenges, but here's one that has caused some problems. Did you see this story this week in Mexico where 15 kids in Mexico – I don't know if you would say kids, they're older, but they were treated after they took part in an internet tranquilizer challenge.
Oh, stupid.
Dum-da-dum-dum-dum. So the way this works, I understand, is the challenge was to see who can stay awake the longest after taking the tranquilizer.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, but... Let's get the Tide Pods up there as well and some of the other bullshit.
For a real challenge, they should have put your live show on in the background.
Yeah, how dare you. No, I thought these kids were older. It actually is, they're grade school students in Mexico. So these aren't even, I thought they were kind of older college age kids, but no, they're grade school students in Mexico. And they were taking part in this thing. This happened in Monday in the north central part of Mexico, And
that's old enough to drink Tecate there. So
I guess so, man. Who's the jackass that comes up with this? Like, this is a good idea. It's we'll get some clout online. What could go wrong? So they say if you take tranquilizers, kind of obvious here, but you're not supposed to take them without medical supervision. They obviously cause you drowsiness, but nausea, difficult with memory, and breathing issues.
I'm a doctor.
Allegedly. So there is that.
Sounds like pregnancy.
There you go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Pop goes the culture. The Kremlin is trying to change a name. There's a town in Russia called Volgograd. I believe is how you pronounce it. Volgograd.
Who?
And they want to change the name back to the much more famous name, Danny, you probably have heard of, Stalingrad. They want to bring that back from back in the old days when the badass Soviet Union, they were the rule and the roost.
Trying to scare motherfuckers,
I guess. Isn't Bombay India doesn't exist anymore either? Is that correct? Didn't they get rid of the name Bombay? Yeah, they got rid of it. I know this is not obviously in Russia, but for some reason I thought of that when I saw this headline, Stalingrad. They may bring it back. Pop goes the culture. This one's been bouncing around for a while. I guess it's actually going to happen. Netflix is really going forward. This seems like a really bad business decision, but they're going to stop password sharing. And they've got a very aggressive plan here to end the rampant password sharing. And this has been speculated about for a long time, but they've come up with the plan. They've got new rules. Whatever device a user is using Netflix on must log in on their home Wi-Fi network once every 31 days, or else their account will be blocked.
Such a huge pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's bull crap too, and here's why. Right, it's rather obvious. When Netflix started, what was the advantage of Netflix, Danny? It was, hey, we're fighting the man at cable. And this is a way to save money, and you get all these programs, and it was like new and it was different. And now they're just becoming as despotic as the old cable companies that some people still have, but a lot of people have moved on from that. It's not right, man.
Yeah, greed is a disease.
Yeah. It's a monster. It's like Frankenstein's lab. Netflix started out as this small little company that the famous story, the Blockbuster Video could have bought, and then they didn't do it, and then Netflix kept growing and growing and growing and growing and growing, and now they're the assholes. They're the skunk at the garden party. That would be Netflix. We'll get time for a few more. The clout chaser. You see this story out of China, a woman trying to get likes online She ate a great white shark. She bought it online. She ate the thing. And they don't like that in China. You're not supposed to eat the great white shark in China. This is a food blogger. And the Chinese government has charged her with illegally buying, cooking, and eating a great white shark. All of it documented on TikTok.
Now, last week we asked the question, what did whale taste like, remember?
Oh, yeah. We had whale. We talked about kangaroos last week. You remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great white?
Racist.
I don't know. I don't know what it tastes like, obviously. The food blogger initially spent $1,141, $7,700 Chinese dollars. The yen?
Got the info for you. Depending on who's doing the dining, shark meat tastes like chicken or roadkill.
Hey, there you go.
It's meaty and mild, but has to be soaked well before it's eaten because sharks urinate through their skin.
Huh. Is that they urinate through their skin, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Yummy.
Doc Mike would be all over that.
That's porn for Doc Mike. So the Chinese government slapped this woman with a fine of $18,522, but in Chinese money, that's $125,000 for illegally buying, eating a wild animal. There you go. So, I think that's pretty good because I thought they'd just throw you in jail in China and throw away the key. But at least they're giving the woman an opportunity. I don't know if she's got that kind of money to not have to go to jail and just pay some money. All right, last one here on the Pop Goes the Culture, and we'll press on. And a zoo director, I guess, wanted to have a really nice Christmas party, Danny, because the story on this is decided that they wanted to serve goat, so the zoo director has been accused of killing four pygmy goats and serving them at the Christmas party. Slaughtered the animals and cooked them on the zoo premises, by the way, and put those who ate them at risk, according to the official there. They were not fit for human consumption, but I guess nothing happened. Where did this happen, Dan? You want to take a guess where this happened?
I'm going to say Dallas, Texas.
Not in the United States. This was not a U.S. story.
The reason I say Dallas is their zoo there has been having lots of issues.
Oh, yeah. Well, do they keep the lights on, unlike the airport at L.A. in L.A. where they turn the lights, the power goes out? This happened in Mexico.
You like avocados?
In Mexico, this happened there. In Mexico, there's a investigation. A southern part of Mexico at a zoo there, they noticed, they kind of realized, wait a minute, there's some animals missing, and they thought they'd been sold off. Well, it turns out they weren't sold off, that they had a big end-of-the-year party, and they cooked the goats up. They're like, hey, let's go. I got to think, if you live in Mexico, though, if you're from Mexico, you've got a better stomach than we have. Because the water there, we can't even drink the water when we go to Mexico, right?
Yeah.
So
goats are nasty, though. Have you ever tasted goat's milk?
I have not. When I was a kid, my mom made that goat meat like one time, and it was disgusting. And it was like, you know, lamb, baby goat. I'm like, I'm out. I'm out on that. But no, what is lamb's milk taste like?
Oh, it's sour, nasty, really bad taste. There was somebody that my mom was friends with when I was a kid, and she had goats on their little farm, and she convinced my mom to take some bottles of the goat milk. And so my mom was like, oh, this is great. I could go back there and keep getting this milk from this lady from my church group. And she found out quickly that all of us would be at the toilet barfing. She continued to try to serve goat's milk.
There's no such thing as free milk. It does not, yeah. At least good tasting. All right, we'll get out. We have back scratcher. Let's do back scratcher. Now, we love when people write nice reviews for us on the Apple podcast page, the Fifth Hour Apple podcast page. So this week, Danny, did we get one, two, or none?
I'm going to say we got two.
You think we got two? All right, did we get two? Let's see. Reveal answers, reveal answers. Two! You got it right, Danny. Two!
What did I win?
Congratulations. You win a lifetime supply of nothing, and you get what Roberto got out of the FSR vending machine. Nothing. Did you hear about that? Roberto wanted a tasty treat, so he put his money in. He punched the number. He punched the wrong number. It was a slot with nothing, and nothing came out of the machine.
You're an inhuman monster!
It's unfortunate.
Remind me to leave a Twix in an envelope for Roberto.
Exactly. Robbie the Mariner fan writes in, a show legend. Robbie says, audio art, truly audio art, a giant speaker playing this amazing podcast on a 24/7 loop should replace the Mona Lisa at the Louvre Museum. He says, PSF blind Scott. Well, that's not nice. He's a terrible person and a fraud. That's from Robbie, the Mariner fan, taking a pot shot at blind Scott, who does listen to this podcast at the end. All right. And one more. This one headlined Earbud Magic. It's from Sparty and says, if your earbuds need auditory stimulation, the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller and Danny G is the podcast for you. This podcast needs to come with a warning, though. That's right. The Fifth Hour is addictive, like Jed who fled on meth.
Drugs are bad, okay?
You will be hooked with your first ear sampling of this podcast, but pace yourself for all 3 days of this foray into an auditory smorgasbord of information, backstories, non-sporto questions, and pop culture quizzes. Says Ben Maller is the Michelangelo of the podcast world, painting verbal masterpieces all weekend long on the Fifth Hour. So sit back, relax, and let your earbuds be verbally caressed all weekend. And then he points out, Sparty, I think I missed a spot. Yeah. That was a tongue bath right there, Danny. That was, man.
Tastes like a touchdown in your mouth.
How dare you.
He called you the wrong artist, though. You're more like Van Gogh, leaving earbud tips in your ear.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the genius of Lassie. Well, thank you, Sparty. It's very kind of you. I appreciate that. And what you did right there is illegal in 7 southern states below the Bible Belt. That's illegal, and also in Utah. So, but thank you. I appreciate that. All right, Danny, that's good. Anything you got to promote here? It's a Saturday, no football. Well, the Pro Bowl, but who's, you know, are you watching the Pro Bowl? I'm not.
Well, yeah, because at 3 p.m. later today,
yeah,
they're going to have an airplane flying contest. And I heard that Tyler Huntley can make a sick-ass paper airplane. That's why he was voted in. Just a tip in case you want to gamble on this with DraftKings.
You know how many passes Tyler Huntley completed this year in the NFL?
How many?
75. Oh, 75, man. The entire season. It's the first time in 48 years that a quarterback with less than 100 completions has made the Pro Bowl. Mid-1970s, and that was because the NFC had 13 teams. The NFL was 26 teams. They had 13 teams, and they ran out of quarterbacks. There were too many guys hurt, so they went to a guy that had completed less than 100 passes. This was intentional, though. There were other people that could have picked. Now, how concerned as a Raider guy, Danny, are you today? Because Derek Carr, if he gets hurt, that's like a $30, $40 million injury if he gets hurt.
A jump rope contest. How's he going to get hurt? I think what they should do, Ben, if they want to make this compelling TV, just have the silliest competitions that are known to man. Like, have them play marbles.
Well, they're doing like a water balloon toss, which is kind of silly, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, we'll get out. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you for supporting the podcast, and we'll have a mailbag for you. It's Carolina Reaper hot, that mailbag, and we'll get that to you on Sunday. Have a great day.
And by the way, Derek Carr will find a way to get sacked.
All right.
Asta pasta.
Got a murder. Got to go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.